The march and rally yesterday were used to commemorate the one-year anniversary of demonstrations in downtown Roanoke following the death of George Floyd and give activists a chance to continue calling on state and local officials to establish reforms in the name of equality and justice. Organizer Tatiana Durant says the city should stop providing what she refers to as military-style equipment to the police department and put additional funding towards improving predominantly black neighborhoods.
Roanoke Redevelopment Housing claims they don't have enough money to put in air conditioning or quality flooring or flood prevention when they live in flood zones, but they have enough money to spend on police to sit around their neighborhood.
Reverend David Jones of Williams Memorial Baptist Church called on activists to use momentum from last year's protest and continue fighting for change.
I am glad that we are here so that we do not lose the momentum of that effort, that we do not lose the energy, and that we do not allow our outrage over what occurred to dissipate.
Reverend Jones believes police should be more transparent when it comes to officer-involved violence and wants to see qualified immunity for police ended. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.